A, and we sing, hey, he loves us, but when the going gets tough, we wonder what happened to his love. And JT walked by and said, when the going gets tough, the tough get. But sometimes that's a struggle, right? You know, JT loves to get into sermons. I think he's a sermon groupie. How do you keep going in the love that God has for you when things get going tough? We are beginning this morning in verse 17. We've been watching the journey of this first church, watching how God moves. Two guys, Peter and John. Peter doing most of the talking, John doing most of the praying. And you think they got it made until you get to verse 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him. These were the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation. And they laid their hands on the apostles, and they put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go, stand in the temple, and speak to the people all the words of this life. Now, number one, being in jail is tough, right? I've never been there. Hope I don't ever go there. But I've been on the other side of the glass, and they tell me it's tough. It's another thing to have an angel show up and open the door. But then to have that angel tell you what to do, I think I'd do it. Right? So that's what they did. When they heard that, verse 21, they entered the temple early in the morning and they taught. But the high priest and those with him came and they called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, can you imagine what the guards told them? They're gone. We don't know. They were here, they're gone. They returned and they reported. Indeed, we found the prison shut securely, the guards standing outside before the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside. When the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. I bet they did. Can you imagine? So one came and told them, saying, look, the men whom you put in prison, I know where they are. They're standing in the temple, and what are they doing? Because that's what the angel told them to do, because that's what God told the angel to tell them to do, because that's what God had been telling them to do all along, right? Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence. You need to catch that. The captain went with the officers and brought them what? For they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. Hello. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. The high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you fill Jerusalem with your doctrine. Now, what would be so incredible is if people could say about us, we filled our Jerusalem with the doctrine of Jesus Christ. But that's what the guys who were after them said about them. And intend to bring this man's blood on us. Oh, here's the reason they're upset. They think they're going to get blamed for the death of Jesus. Now remember, this is free. You didn't put Jesus on the cross. Pilate didn't put Jesus on the cross. The men who carried him there and got him before Pilate, they didn't put him on the cross. God put him on the cross because of his love for us. It's not our fault. We're sinners. But in our sin, God loved us and sent Jesus to die for us. Don't forget that. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who what? Obey him. You may be seated. Tough times. Two guys being faithful to God, doing what God wants done, and yet end up in jail. Where's God? You say, well, if they were being obedient and if they were doing what God wanted them to do, why did God let them go to jail? You see, we don't like tough times, do we? Most of the why questions, when we say why, it's because we're not really happy that we're having to endure some tough times. Now, let's be honest. You wake up every morning, you say, okay, God, give me everything tough you got, right? No. You say, God, let's have a peaceful day. God, let's pray for no drama. I was talking with one of our members the other day, and I said, hey, what are you doing? And the response was, I'm getting prayed up for what's coming next. And I said, you've been listening. Well, no, I wasn't, but then God got my attention and told me I should have been. You and I have not been sent to this earth. You and I have not been placed here to have an easy, carefree life. And just so you'll know, this is a continuation of last week's free sermon. And the week before that's free sermon. I've got a series of free sermons running, by the way. You're not entitled to a good life either. Y'all didn't say that like you really believed it. You're not entitled to a good life. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that God guarantees you no trouble, no trials, no tribulation. So then why do we always say, but why, God, you know I'm tired. Why, God, you know I don't like this. Do you think God cares what we like? What God cares about is whom we love and whether or not we're being obedient to whom we love. How do you get through those tough times? Look at number one. You got to understand something. God has a way regardless of circumstances. Now, jail is a pretty bad thing, right? But God had a way. Now, you got to understand, they had not obeyed the men of the council. They had not done what they were told to do. But you also have to look at this and remember, they didn't cause civil unrest either. Hello? Do you realize that God has not called you and I to civil unrest? God has called us to share the message of Jesus Christ. And he's told us, particularly in Romans, to obey the government that is in charge. Now, that doesn't mean we have to like it. That doesn't mean we have to vote for them. And here's another free point, just in case you're wondering, well, I wonder what Pastor Tim thinks about this election. Because you've noticed I haven't said much. Have you noticed? Well, there's a reason why I hadn't said much. There ain't much to talk about. Crazy's crazy and crazy done left the barn. But you know what? I'm still bound by the Bible to obey the laws of the land. They did, but they went quietly, did what God told them to do. They didn't cause civil unrest, and they just trusted that God would have a way out, even when they went to jail. Now, I don't know about you. Well, now that I think about it, they got cable TV, they got weight rooms. I hear the food's even improved. No. We've got some here that work in the jail. They work in the jail, not attend the job, not residents of. But, you know, still being locked up, not being able to go and come and do what you want to do, that would still be tough, right? It would be hard to walk in there having these guys take you to jail and then you say, hey, I'm just trusting God. But that's exactly what they did. Why? Because they understood this principle that regardless of the circumstances, God has a way forward. Regardless. Now, you and I may not like the circumstance. Have you ever been in a circumstance you didn't like? But God has a way forward, right? So no matter what's going on, remember that. God has a way. You say, but I want to know the way. He gives us the way when it's time. Oh, we don't like that, do we? See, we like to see ahead, don't we? We want to make sure that what will happen, that those results will be something that makes us happy. John and Peter just went to jail. They didn't know what was going to show up. The angel showed up and opened the door. Now, I bet that woke them up, don't you think? You know, what would you do if you were them? And then the angel tells them what they're supposed to do. And I've already told you, I think we'd be busy doing it. Why didn't they freak out? Why didn't they just jump and shout? Why didn't they throw it in the faces of the guards that were there? The guards didn't even know they were gone. Here's why. Write this underneath, number one. When God has a way, God should get all the glory. Did you hear that? When God has a way, God should get all the glory. Listen, I understand the emotions sometimes that boil over when we think, hey, this is just being unfair and we've got to take a stand. I get all that, but listen to me. Our response to our obedience to God should never be in arrogance, which is a tool of Satan that blocks the message of Jesus Christ to those around us. That's why I don't picket. I don't carry signs and walk up and down the street. It's why I'm totally anti, because I believe the Bible is anti, this whole mentality of civil unrest. Because if we are stirring up to go against authority that God has placed us under, how can we share God's authority? Sometimes you got to stop and think, right? And you have to go back and understand God has a way as long as what I'm focusing on is the ministry and the reaching of lost people. As long as I understand my job here is to go and reach lost people. The reason why God gave you life is to reach lost people. The reason God saved you is to reach lost people. Every single one of us, not just those of us that are called staff members, every single one of us. They were able to stay quiet and just give God glory because they were focused on being obedient, not showing off. Now me, I'd have been skipping and jumping and dancing. I'd have broken out in some disco. Staying alive, I'd have changed it to I'm free. But they didn't. They didn't. They understood God had a way, regardless of the circumstances. Look at number two. We must focus on being obedient regardless of the circumstances. Here's what happens. Times get tough, and our response is to complain and to whine. And so we spend our time whining and complaining, and we forget, hey, wait a minute. God told us to do. Now, when you stop being obedient, you get outside of the protection of God. And Satan wants you to do that. Don't forget, Satan is alive and well, right? And Satan is seeking whom he can kill, steal, and destroy, right? So when these tough times come, he says, hey, you don't need to follow God. You don't need to be obedient. It's getting tough because God's forgotten about you. God's taking care of Miss Ruth. He's not worrying about you. And Miss Ruth would say, well, wait a minute. I've been going through some struggles. Maybe he's taking care of somebody else. Eugene would say, well, you're not me. And you go all the way down. You say, well, who's he taking care of? He's taking care of every single one of us. Because he's given each one of us what we need to walk through those difficult circumstances. All you and I are supposed to do is maintain being obedient. You say, well, wait a minute now. Here's the way the world works, as if God didn't know. I'll be obedient as long as God does what I want him to do. You know, that's called manipulation. And we've mastered the art of manipulation, right? I mean, listen, even in some churches, thank God not in this one, but even in some churches, if the church isn't doing what they want them to do, they say, well, I'll just hold my tithe. I'm not going to be obedient because they're not doing what I want them to do. Way to go. You showed us. I had a pastor call me 2 weeks ago, and he said, I've got three people who have come in and said, hey, we're telling everybody, we're not going to be involved in anything until you do. And be honest with you, it was how the grass was cut, how the cleaning crew was cleaning the building, and God forbid, they had placed the handouts on the wrong table. He said, what do I do? Now, the common answer would be get up and leave. I said, get your Bible, stand up and preach the word and pray they get right. When the going gets tough, you and I are supposed to be obedient. The problem is we don't like that because that puts us into that confrontation. But you got to remember, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against rulers in the dark places, right? Paul and John said, hey, you know what? Peter and John said, I'm just going to go and be obedient. And so early in the morning, they went to the temple, and what did they do? Started teaching. And they were just doing what they were called to do. They were just sharing. And so, as we read, they sent to the jail. The guys came back. They're not there. They went to the temple to bring them before the council, and there wasn't a scene. In fact, the Bible is very specific about that. Notice how he says, they went and without violence, verse 26, for they feared the people lest they should be stoned. They didn't go in and rough them up, and Peter and John didn't put up a big fight. You know why? Because the power of the Holy Spirit had been working in the hearts and lives of people all around them. Sometimes all we've got to do in the midst of our obedience is trust that God's got us. And just do what we're supposed to do. I mean, the guys that went to get them were scared to death. Hey, we might get taken out. Can you imagine if you were fearful to walk into a temple? You might get stoned to death. Can you imagine where that fear came from? Because there had not been any of that. Even when they took Jesus to the cross, there hadn't been any of that. Where did the fear come from? The fear came from within their own souls because they knew they were denying and defying the one true God. And this fear engulfed them. And yet here's Peter and John just being obedient. Now get this. So were the multitude. Because it would have been real easy for the multitude to stand up and say, hey, you know what? They're taking our two boys. We don't want them to take our two boys, man. Those are the two boys that have been sharing the message, and those are the two boys that God has used. We're going to show them. And they could have easily overpowered them. But that wasn't what God wanted. You have to be obedient regardless of the circumstances. You say, but yeah, you know, sometimes I see a little window and man, it's the perfect path and I can, surely God's showing me that path so I can really do something incredible. Listen, when you think God's showing you a path, you better double check. Because oftentimes you and I mentally and emotionally will think we can do and we don't have total confidence that it's God. And when you're in a tough time, your reactions most of the time are wrong. You ever notice that? You get in the height of something really major, your first responses, your first reactions are going to be of the flesh. I had a buddy who was a youth pastor down in Louisiana. We were about 8 miles apart and we did all kinds of things together. And we were doing a big old camp. The boys were little and everything had been going great. And then that one night, Everything's going great. Johnny knows what I'm talking about. You're having a great week. And then that one night, Satan just cut loose in the camp. And you're like, oh, man. And I told him two of his boys had done something. He said, you go handle it right now. I'm in the flesh. He was smart. Because if he had responded at that moment, it would have been bad. Here was the real deal kicker. One of the boys that I'd shared had done something wrong with him was his pastor's son. But you see, you think, oh, well, he was going to get in trouble with the preacher. No, 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 no. Here's the deal. The next night, the pastor's son got saved. Hello. All because my buddy said, you go deal with that. I'm in the flesh. In the height of dysfunction, regardless of what circumstance, be obedient. Just focus on being obedient. Look at number three. Peter and the other apostles answered verse 29. We ought to obey God rather than whom? Men. Verse 30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior. Why the right hand? Because that's the right hand of power. That's that special seat, the throne of God at the right hand. That's where Jesus is. And he's just simply going back and saying, hey, he exalted him to that right hand. And look at the reason: to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Obeying God should always be the priority. And here's what I want you to write down underneath this one. Because of the message of Jesus Christ. Obeying God should always be the priority. And I want you to write, because of the message of Jesus Christ. It's simple. For God so loved the world that gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should not perish but have. It's that simple verse, John 3:16. That we've known since we were children. It's that simple message that says there's a God, even as we sang, who loves us so much. Beyond what we can describe. Beyond what we can understand. That says no matter how tough, no matter how crazy stuff is, you got to keep obeying God because of the message of Jesus Christ. You see, when you and I stop and really think, we spend all of our life working towards these human goals, don't we? And isn't it ironic that we've now reached a time to where even among Christians, there's this idea of somehow I'm entitled to, somehow I deserve my life. And if things aren't fair, oh, how dare they not be fair? But you know what? Life isn't fair. That's why we needed Jesus. And it wasn't fair for Jesus to have to pay the price for your sins and for mine. But what's missing is you and I exercising a simple word that starts with an F. Faith. If you say you trust God and believe him for your eternal destiny, and you can put that kind of faith in him to something you can't see, to something that you know is going to happen, why then is it so difficult to exercise faith in the simple daily things of life? Don't forget, Peter had just a few days earlier done what? Denied Jesus three times. And since that denial, you now have Peter being the greatest voice that the world had ever seen in sharing the gospel. You have John backing him up. You have thousands within one day being saved. The very next day, thousands more. You have all kinds of people coming from all regions to this one location to hear that simple message. You have those that are in charge saying, hey, we got to stop that. And here's Peter and John, just keeping on, keeping on. They didn't get emotional. They didn't get fired up. They just stayed focused. Folks, listen. Life is going to get tough, right? I was thinking about it the other day. Rains posted a picture on Facebook yesterday, and I blew her out the window because I responded to that picture, "Rains, you rock." Because she does. She's been through it. Amen? She's been through it. You say, well, that's not fair for Rains. But you know what? God's taught her and James and Justin more than they ever dreamed. And hey, humanly, it's not fair. And humanly, we can't explain it. Why do bad things happen to good people? I can't tell you that answer. I just know this. When the bad stuff comes, you keep trusting, you keep your faith in Jesus Christ, and you keep being obedient. And God's got it. God will get you through it. One way or another. Because listen, it's true. He loves us.